This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Elvis,
I don't need a lot of presents.
Santa, baby,
bring my Christmas prize. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, give my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all
in. Can't sit still for this, right?
But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe.
Am I talking to myself? Maybe I am.
No, I'm just jamming. Okay. I'm like, let it play.
Let it play. Crank it up there, James. Christmas in our heads. Good time of the year. Not necessarily a religious holiday, although it is for many, but it's just a social holiday. It's one of those giving times that changes. Our moods change in the next couple of weeks, I think, for the most part. And that's a very good thing. Enjoy what's left of the year. I was looking at lists of things that have been for sale, that have been very popular this year, and the people who are making them are saying, if you don't hurry up and buy them, they're going to be gone. A couple of examples of that would be the Photo Stick Omni. Do you know what that is?
Okay, the, is that one of those, you know what, no, I'm just going to say no. Go on, what is it?
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where you put the pictures into a stick so that the videos and photos are all saved. You know, it's saved
like
in the
a
files.
Thumb drive? Oh my goodness, are they reinventing the thumb drive?
It looks like that's probably what it is. And do I know what a thumb drive is? Kinda. But yeah, just put the stick in the side of your computer, right? You stick it into the USB port, and all the pictures come up that are on that drive. All right,
it's
so there you go.
A thumb drive.
A thumb drive.
This is making
Why do you think that's so funny? Why? Why is that
they
so funny?
They are reinventing a thumb drive. It's a thumb drive. They're remarketing a thumb drive, and it is a hot seller for Christmas. This is 2023, and a thumb drive is the number one hot seller for Christmas?
Well,
that's
I don't
comical.
Know. Is it? I don't find
like
the comedy in it because I don't know enough. Yeah, well, okay. It would be floppy disks I get.
Yes, yeah, so a thumb drive replaced the floppy disk.
Ah, okay. So what replaced the thumb drive?
So think of that. They're basically, they're what?
What replaced the thumb drive? If that's
sounds
what
like
we're
this
about.
Picture stick.
Yeah, really. Huh. Find it amusing that you find it amusing. How about that? All right, anyway, let's see what else is on this. For those of you who are golfers, there's a special kind of a tee called a flight path tee. If you look at it, if you just Google flight path golf tees, you'll see. And who would thought that these things would sell out? A lot of people, it's a whole different sort of way of setting your ball up if you look at it. I'm not a golfer. But I've certainly come from a family of golfers, and so I recognize tees for sure. Do you play golf? You
know, I don't.
Golf, right? Right? No.
I putt. Does that count?
Well, it could if you're like in my family. That's what Miles likes to do. Gramps, let's go play putt. Here's, let's see, what is this thing here? Peeps. Do you know what a peep is?
The gross marshmallow thingies?
No.
No.
That's very good. Those little yellow things you see at Easter?
Yeah.
No, this is a new kind of eyewear, and what comes with it is this: when you have eyewear cleaner that goes along the new glass that they use, there's a new kind of glass being used in glasses, and so it requires a certain type of wipe or certain type of cleaner. The cloth thing is different. And you know how you sometimes take your shirt, right, and you or a sweater or something, you clean your glasses
off
of that.
Or that really soft fabric that comes with your glasses or sunglasses when you first buy them.
Well, that's what you're supposed to get with the new glasses. But there's a new kind of eyewear cleaner called Nanotech that does a much better job for whatever the reason for people who have glasses. That's selling out. Let's see here. Wi-Fi. There's something called the Omega Wi-Fi Amp. And I know in my house, the Wi-Fi doesn't get around the whole house. This would be something that I would like to have. It boosts the eliminates the dead spots that we have if we have Wi-Fi in our house. You probably have that in your house, right? The places
that
you can hear.
Oh, that sounds great. That's something I could have used at my last house, especially if you
like
have a home
idea.
With a lot of brick.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Let's see here. There's a new kind of teeth whitener. I remember we had advertised a particular type of teeth. I can't remember what the name was. Many years as I did it. Anyway, there's a Snow White teeth whitening product that apparently is now sold out, so I don't know why I'm talking about it. There are some types of sheets that are cool. I love really great sheets. That's something I find to be a luxury. So
high thread count. What are they? The Gaza sheets or the Egyptian cotton? Those are always really nice.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yep. Let's see here. We got one more. Phone chargers apparently are big this year. I have something that's called the Air Physio. And what that does, it cleans your lungs naturally. If you have, like I get every once in a while, a little bronchitis, and you can hear it in my voice. Some people have asthma. What it does is it cleans, you got a cold, it cleans the gluck out of your lungs, frankly. It's good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, right. I was looking at a couple of, I think that's a few of these. There's something called the stupid car tray, which you put down if you're eating in the car or drinking in the car. Mm-hmm. You put this thing down, and it keeps you from spilling stuff all over the car. A bunch of different ideas. Okay. So
multitasking at its finest.
Yes. This is Universal Human Rights Month. December, Universal Human Rights Month. The kind of stuff that we talk about, the things that have gone on in the Middle East, the things that seem to go on without provocation various parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a month that serves, I guess, as a reminder as much as anything else, what basic human rights are for everybody on the planet. And I guess it gives you time to reflect on the way we individually treat others. How do you treat your next-door neighbor? How do you treat the people in your family?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're old,
you
not
by
respect
example.
Them. Yeah, right, exactly. So this is something that George Bush started. I think it was the first week in office, frankly. And it's been expanded upon, for sure. But paying attention to people and their needs and wants and just general dignity, I guess, as much as anything else, something that we all ought to strive for. That is pretty much
gone. We all have our own experience, yeah.
Yeah, what would be an example of your experience?
Well, for instance, when it comes to racism, one of my friends and I had this conversation years ago where when I was learning to drive, there were certain things I was not taught should I be pulled over that he was taught, and that there were certain things he was going to have to teach his daughter when it became time for her to drive. And that when I get pulled over, my first thought is not should I fear for my life, where my friends is. Like it's just acknowledging that just because we might not experience something in our own personal life doesn't mean somebody else isn't experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
And another example is when COVID was happening and the pandemic and the shutdown. And at first, a lot of people were saying, well, we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. No, we were not all in the same boat. We were all in the same storm. Some people had yachts. Some people had cruise ships. Some people had rafts. Some people were treading water, didn't even have a boat.
Yeah, right. That's an excellent example. Thank you for bringing that up. Oftentimes during this part of the program early in the week, we go back to the charts from Talkers Magazine, the things that we talked about over the weekend on the Talk Radio Countdown show, stories that will stick. And because the Israeli-Hamas war has continued, number 3 last week, I'm expecting it'll probably be there this week because of some of the things we're just talking about now, humanity and humanitarian efforts. Our Secretary of State has called the sexual violence inflicted by Hamas beyond anything I have ever seen. This is, again, this is a straight-through example of people who, well, humans who aren't necessarily people. These people are not people. Their beings are like bugs. The way that they have treated some women and children, people in general. So this is one of the reasons that I brought up what I did, because all these international organizations are going in. They're trying to focus on getting people out of the atrocities on all sides. But let's see, the person, there's a UN observer who said, quote, the atrocities that we have seen are among, they're beyond human description or beyond the capacity to digest. The sexual violence is something that I've never seen before, said this person. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're dealing with, and this is, you know, when I was talking about Netanyahu talking to Putin about his support for the Iranians, it's too bad because Iran, most of the people in Iran are great people. It's just the Ayatollah and these other subhumans that are directing the hatred that they have to their fueling Hamas and to a lesser extent Hezbollah, but mostly it's Hamas. Sexual violence, rape against these women. It's just, it's unbelievable.
These terrorists are straight psychopaths, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. When you see a lot of people who are protesting different things, and then you see people who are protesting and pro-Palestinian, and then all of a sudden ignorance. They get the rap for, well, they're in favor of Hamas, and that's not the case. People are dying. You can support the citizens of Gaza at the same time as condemning the atrocities that happened in Israel on October 7th. Those two things do not negate each other. Hamas is a terrorist organization, and Hamas is not the people who are dying in Gaza.
Well, they should be.
They are, but I mean, they're not. Well, the Palestinians should be looked at as separately than Hamas.
Right. Well, it is. But the ignorance among us is so replete with misinformation that people aren't getting that. And that is a problem, Jay. You're right. 18 at the hour here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Our focus in this portion of every hour is social media, what's trending on social media, some of the stories, and also the media itself, the technology that people encounter. I see that Elon Musk has restored the account of Alex Jones. I don't know that that's going to do him a lot of good. So under this circumstance, it's a free country. We ought to let people who have something to say, say it. I get that. Jones was taken off because of all of the focus on the Sandy Hook school shootings and what he said and the lawsuit against him and how much the judgment was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So apparently Musk asked the people running X to post a poll asking if Jones ought to be reinstated. 70% of those who responded were in favor of it. So he said, quote, the people have spoken, so let it be. Well, I'm not sure everybody spoke, but people who are on X.
Whoever,
and I wonder
voted,
if that's a,
yes.
A dwindling number because of the controversy about him and what is allowed or isn't allowed or how it's used. He's been accused of, being a panderer to people who have, nasty stuff to say. I don't know. Free speech is free speech. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of Elon Musk by any stretch of the imagination, and I'm sure not a fan of Alex Jones. But under the circumstances, should it be, First Amendment? I mean, when Jones went to trial, he said, it sounds like Donald Trump, I didn't get a fair trial because I thought my speech was protected by the First Amendment. Apparently that's not the case. Well, you can't just say things about people and not have them, you become vulnerable when you are specific. You bring specific things in, you bring specific examples, so in this case, that mantra of freedom of speech, if you continue attack people, or you're using your platform to belittle them, or do stuff that you then have a civil action. People can take civil action if you want.
Slander, saying that people who lost their children are lying. That's defamation, slander. What's interesting about this poll that Elon Musk put out was that 1.9 million people voted. There are over 500 million Twitter users.
Okay. So, is it a representative sample? suppose. Well, it just depends on how you determine that, much than anything else. All right, the folks who hacked into 23andMe, if you have an account at 23andMe, there's a good chance at least 7 million of you had your data accessed by these hackers. So they call them threat actors. They used about 14,000 accounts to access the data of all these people. The hackers were able to access the accounts by using usernames and passwords from other compromised websites. Who has the time to do this? Whose brain works, right? Like this.
Well, and what are they hoping to get out of something like this? I understand other things where you can get more of the credit card information and or banking information, but this goes to show a lot of people use the same username, email address, password for login across all of their sites. So if somebody hacks into one thing, they use those same login information whenever they're trying to hack into other stuff because something's going to hit.
But such a shame that people are that corruptible or dishonest that they haven't got anything better to do. What does that say about humanity? That you troll around and you find you're looking for something? It's disgusting. It really is. The whole damn thing.
Well, and hackers are very intelligent. Why not use that power for good?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Let's see if we can't get them to do that. Light a fire under there. You know what's in. Let's make life better instead of worse. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least a half dozen people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes touched down in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Dave Collins has more.
Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured.
President Zelensky of Ukraine will be visiting the White House tomorrow to speak with President Biden. Talks while he's in town include the Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson. Bronny James is back playing basketball yesterday. The University of Southern California freshman is the son of basketball player LeBron James. A little over 4 months ago, the younger James suffered a heart attack. 19-year-old James came off the bench and scored 4 points, three rebounds in an overtime loss to Long Beach State. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my grams on Good Day.
You're not gonna believe what I saw. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
The Dolly Person at 34 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. You'll all be happy to know that along with Christmas, hooray for Christmas, Mercury goes retrograde.
Yeah, it's going to be now, a couple of days.
Happens to Tuesday through the end of the year sort of thing. So from December the 12th until December 31st, I think it's the 12th, yeah. So,
I thought it was the 13th, but isn't that one of those things, too, with Mercury retrograde, maybe, where it really doesn't matter when it starts or ends because it's 1 week before and 1 week after that you still have some of those residual effects?
Yeah. And then the thing that really is the focus is whether you start new things, new jobs, new contracts, new business, or you clean up. It's better to finish or clean up or make things better under a Mercury retrograde than it is to start something new or begin something. Yeah, just a good time. And this is not a good time of year to start something new anyway. We're all so distracted, and rightly so, by working on the good things, the stuff that's, I look around on my daughter and I were talking about this last night, my sources of news and information, and how, you know, you look around, because I'm as interested in figuring out what to do with regard to how do we dispel great information, good information, and as I am the bad stuff. Most programs just focus on the bad stuff. I don't want to do that. I thought it was interesting. Chris Rock, Jay, said that he will not host the Golden Globes. I guess some other top talent has said that as well. They still haven't fixed their problem. Remember, this is the what do they call them? The international reporters. I forget what they're. But it's not just our reporters. This is sort of the internet. The Globes are sponsored by what is the name of that group? I don't know. It's the international, whoever it is. And so they asked they asked Chris Rock, and he said no. There was an issue about how the whole business of whether we have enough diversity or not, enough black actors, and I think.
Oh, were you talking about the Hollywood Foreign Press?
All right, yeah, thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. That's what I was looking for. Yep. Chris Rock, the last time he hosted something, he gets smashed in the mouth by Will Smith. And did you see Jada, his wife, said that their marriage came back together after that incident, that they were on their way out, and that whole event that night brought them together.
That they basically were not together, even though they were still married. But they had even said that they will never get divorced. They seem like they just have this type of relationship where they are family, whether they are in a relationship with each other or not.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it?
Hey, what works for them?
Yeah, whatever works.
To each their own.
There are a number of books. I don't know whether I just saved this. People looking for books to buy that would be helpful. If you're a person who loves the garden, this is sort of for my food, farm, and family department, but I thought I'd give it a little extra heft because these books have been inspiring to some people, so I'm told. Some of my friends who take the farming, there are a couple of folks here who have a market garden, and they have started the business of preparing foods from their own farm. They take the, I suppose it's what, food to table? Sometimes they just sell the product, and the restaurants are the ones that prepare them. But around here, what's happening is that more and more of the farms are actually preparing and packaging food to compete with the stuff that we talk about every day in food, farm, and family that's contaminated. So we have fresh stuff, fresh things. There's a lady named Renee. What the heck is her last name? Renee. She has a place called Renee's Kitchen. And Renee Flaubert is her name. She prepares every day hundreds and hundreds of meals from things that are grown in her garden and other local farms, and it is absolutely fabulous. It's expensive, but it's fabulous stuff. You know, we were talking earlier, Jay, about I don't eat because I really want to or enjoy it. I eat because I have to. And oftentimes I eat on the run, and I don't really enjoy what I eat. Megan and I went to dinner last night, and we had a really good meal, mostly because we were having fun talking to each other about stuff, but it was a good meal. And I enjoyed it. We had four different samplers for dessert. It was yum. It was good. And a lot of the stuff they serve at this particular restaurant is local. And so, you know, there are some books around, if you're interested. There's a book called American Cuisine, written by Loretta Barrett Oden, that has some interesting farm-to-table stuff. A book called Beyond the Kitchen Table that's very popular this year among people who are looking for books that will help. If you're looking for a gift for somebody that you know who's a good cook, there's a book, Beyond the Kitchen Table. Here's another one, Restoring Eden, which is basically about agribusiness and the secret to really healthy food, growing it. Book called The Lost Supper, which is a focus on how we eat now. All the fast food in the restaurants and everybody goes out for dinner. Nobody makes food at home. And so thus The Lost Supper, The Lost Meal. This book is trying to encourage people to bring in food and come up with the ideas of new flavors to add. That's the thing. We all want to eat stuff. My friend, the supermarket guru, Phil Lepard, we had him on. Was he on this program or I had him on the American Family Farmer?
We had him on both.
Program, I think, too. Oh, he did? Oh,
didn't we? I believe so. Yeah, he's been on Good Day a couple of times and then recently on American Family Farmer.
Yep. All right. Well, anyway, he'll tell you that people eat it if it tastes good. If it doesn't taste good, they're not going to eat it. And that's really what we're talking about here, the flavors that you enhance food with, all kinds of good experiences. Here's a book called The Core of an Onion. It's this, and there's an old kitchen cookbook called Praising the Kitchen Ghosts, about people who were in the 1800s, great cooks, and what they were cooking. And so I thought I'd pass that along, right? Is that helpful information?
Much as anything else, I guess. Who doesn't like a good book? And especially
All right, so from the People Department, the president of Penn, Elizabeth McGill, has, no doubt you've heard this by now, resigned because of the backlash over what she said at a congressional hearing. She resigned. The school's board of trustees was going to fire her anyway, so she, quote-unquote, voluntarily resigned because of this statement that she made at the congressional hearing. She was asked how she would handle remarks in the university community calling for the genocide of Jews. And her response was, quote, "It's been my privilege to serve as the president of this remarkable institution." So that's the end of that, right? She had said some other things before on the campus. No. She didn't. And that's the trouble with it. A lot of these, there's three or four other university presidents who were testifying that day who basically ignored the issue as much as anything else. And why is that happening on some of our core college campuses? What direction are they going in? And how is it that in this circumstance, she was asked, she called, once the question was asked, one of the members, one of the congressional, I forget who it was, who the congressman was, "What is your testimony today?" Calling for the genocide of Jews is dependent upon the context of how it's called for. Like, hello, it's okay under certain circumstances? Huh?
It seems like people are always watching what they say because they don't want to offend somebody. But if you're worried about offending somebody who is anti-Semitic, then what does that say about you? And it's also one of those things that people are saying, well, if you are acknowledging anti-Semitism, then you're not acknowledging Islamophobia. Those two things do not negate each other. You can acknowledge both, and we should be acknowledging both, that they are both on the rise. Mm-hmm. Anti-Semitism, on the rise. Islamophobia, on the rise. Racism, on the rise. Pure hatred in people's hearts and causing violence towards other people, on the rise.
Not just here in America, either. It's all around the world, and one would wonder, why? What is there about this circumstance or these circumstances that could ever be considered just? Right? How? How? How would you justify this kind of stuff? All right, so here's another name. Governor Hochul of New York. Is that how we pronounce her name? She has gone one step further when it comes to the focus on college campuses. to anti-Semitism. The chairman of the Ivy League school, there's a group of trustees, a group of Ivy League schools, and they have a group of trustees and a group of presidents of colleges and that sort of stuff. So they're now digging around in all of this to try to figure out what to do. Why is that? You just answered the question. Why is there any discussion about this?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? It's not, I mean, there are some people who just go overboard. You know, you're anti-Semite because you say something, you know, Jews are short or who knows what you say. I mean, that it becomes ridiculous. But these comments that have come from students on college campuses, just there is a lot of misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Palestinians have a right to be upset, as do the Jewish students. Have a right to be upset because nobody's got the whole story here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we would, aren't you supposed to, isn't that what you expect you're going to get when you go to college, send your children to college, get the whole story?
Mm-hmm. Different points of view. And there's this rhetoric that if you are not for something, then you are against it. If you do not acknowledge something, then you are opposing it. And again, we've got to stop putting everything in boxes and being uninformed, ill-informed. You can say two things are true at once. Anti-Semitism, again, is on the rise. Islamophobia is on the rise. Both of those things are true. And Hochul has it. Addressing it. Colleges need to address not just anti-Semitism, but all of it.
The Harvard presidents and the MIT, all women presidents, they're all giving similar responses, and they're not acceptable. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. All right, 48 after here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Pay Doctor Betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weekly check-in with Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com, and he is, you know, I've never really asked you to do a biography on the air, like how you got started doing this, how did you manage to get the expertise that you have, how have you managed to attract as much attention and get the reporting gigs that you have, given the fact that, you know, a lot of people are trying to do this. And I'm fascinated with information, as you know. That's kind of what the basis of this program is. So, you know, what is there that has brought you to this place in life?
Well, Doug, I have no discernible life skills except for being able to talk. And I seem to have made a living out of not keeping my mouth shut. So, you know, my parents, I was always in trouble at school for mouthing off and having the snark morning show type comment. And then back in the UK, I started doing radio. And when I got to the United States, I was a novelty. So they hung me at the top of the Christmas tree and used me for first flavor, let's say, for all the morning shows. And so I ended up actually doing what you do for many years, doing morning shows and talking to people. And then I just had such a love of cars, I wanted to do that. So I decided to go work in cars.
Isn't that cool? You take the talent you have and turn it in the direction of what you love. That's, you're to be congratulated on that one, pal. All right, let's talk about some of the nuance this week in the automobile business. Hyundai, more and more becoming popular. My friend who has car dealerships, 29 of them, more Hyundai dealers now than anything else in his stable. And one of the things is he says they're great when it comes to technology. Well, I remember when they were a piece of crap 30 years ago. But now they're doing all kinds of things, including car tires that have built-in snow chains. Hello, how's that work?
Well, first of all, what a great idea. I mean, how many times have you gone, oh, I need to get out and put the chains on. You have to stand out in the freezing cold and the snow.
Right.
Sometimes in the old-fashioned chains, you'd have to go backwards and forwards, and they were never tight enough, and they were never loose enough, whichever it was. And so what ended up happening was, you know, it was a pain in the backside. Well, now Hyundai said, well, how can we make life more enjoyable? And they're working on this idea of deployable tire chains out of your tire. And that, I think, is a great idea. I think one of the things that they do, Doug, is they look at problems that we have and things that we don't like as a human race, and they go, how can we make it better? And this certainly makes life better. If it ever actually becomes commercially available at a reasonable price, I should add in, it would be a perfect idea to have deployable tire chains. And I think that's just the mantra of the company.
Huh. Isn't that, yeah, it's creativity is the stand-in-the-by word. All right, let's move over to the more expensive row, the BMW's Bavarian. Say it again, Doug. There it is. There used to be two brands that came out of this company. A car, it looked just like a BMW, it was called the Bavaria. I'm sure you remember them. And then the BMW, which stands for Bavarian Motor Works. They have been criticized because their engines, you know, those 500 horsepower engines that go in Range Rovers and BMWs and Audis and upscale cars, the government says you got to take them out. Gas guzzlers, they're ruining the atmosphere, the country, and the world's going to hell because of your cars. BMW says basically up yours, we're not going to change, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, this is the great thing about it. They're finding ways to meet the emission standards and yet still give us the V8s and the V6s that we like, where all the other car companies are just giving up, throwing in the towel, going, we're going to go to four cylinders and we'll find a way to make them electric or whatever. BMW said, look, electric might be inevitable, but as long as we legally are allowed to, we're going to continue making the V8 and the V6 engine. And I say hats off to them, especially with their M cars.
Yeah. I don't know that I don't want to give in to the electrification move because I don't know that it's practical or going to work. To go fully electric and still not have a source. In my mind, they ought to be working on ways to create electricity. I mean, we have the wind power stuff and we have solar and that sort of thing, but there's not a real wholesale move. The wind towers are ugly and people don't want them in their towns. And the solar things are expensive to do, even though they provide good electricity. Apparently the panels wear out in about 10 years, and then everybody says, okay, what are we going to do with them? You know, it's that.
90% of America are with you, Doug. 90% of America are with you.
Yep, would seem. All right, I'm with you, pal. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com. Consult his website for info on cars, buying new cars, et cetera, et cetera. Here, this is a good day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.